Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Many times I meet people and they believe that the goal is retirement. In fact, that's often what we are sold. We're sold a lie. You know, go retire and then your life will make sense. Go retire and then you'll have this wonderful existence. The reality is that's not true at all. The goal is not retirement. I think what people mean when they talk about retirement is freedom. That's what most people want. They truly want a life where they don't have to be anywhere. A life where they can, quote, go as they please, earn as they wish, and live as they like. That's what many people want when they talk about retirement. Here's the reality. Retirement, in the traditional sense of the word, is you becoming obsolete. Most people who retire, they don't have a concept that they're still creating value for other people. And so what we often see when people retire is that their lives actually begin to deteriorate. They begin to oftentimes move into depression or this questioning of, do I even have purpose or meaning or existence or value for people? Listen, if you set yourself up for that as the goal, that the goal is retirement, you will be discouraged. You will be defeated. Because here's the truth. God created us for purpose and meaning. And if you know Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning, you know that even in concentration camps, what kept people alive was the fact that they had a purpose larger than themselves. And think about it, if people die within concentration camps because they gave up, they didn't think they had meaning or purpose anymore, you know what? There's a lot of people today who are in retirement who are in a concentration camp of sorts. Now, that might offend you, that you might think I'm twisting the words or that type of thing. But listen, I know individuals, older men especially, but oftentimes older women too, who they begin to question everything and they begin to wonder their purpose. Here's what I think the goal should be instead. You see, the reality is that I retired at the age of 35. Now, I know what you're thinking. What, you don't work anymore? No, I absolutely work. I love it. In fact, I've become a master in the art of living. And if you know that quote by L.P. Jacks, the quote says that a master in the art of living draws no sharp distinction between their work and their play, their labor and their leisure, their mind and their body, their education and their recreation. They simply pursue their vision of excellence and leave others to determine whether they're working or playing. To themselves, they always appear to be doing both. So that is the goal for me. The goal is actually freedom, but freedom is a byproduct of incredible purpose, intentional purpose. Look, at the age of 35, I did leave, quote, the day job, the four walls that I felt. It wasn't torture, but I tell you what, I wasn't fully alive. And when you're only 80% alive, you're 20% dead. But most people settle with that 20%. They say, look, everybody's got to live with that 20% where they actually hate. Is that true? Is that true? Or is that 20% actually what would help you become the master in the art of living? That extra 20% would mean that there would be no gap between this life you love and this life that many times you hate. So I want to challenge you today. Don't make retirement the goal. Instead, make purpose the goal. And as a result, do retire. I mean, literally do retire, but retirement, the benefit, which we talk about freedom doesn't mean that it's devoid of purpose. In fact, freedom blended with purpose is truly the best type of retirement. And that's the retirement that I have, that I love. And that's the retirement that I try to help other people have. Freedom with purpose equals true retirement. In fact, let's share that around, all right? Share this with somebody who needs to hear it, tag somebody, subscribe, but let's put that out there, that freedom plus purpose equals true retirement. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.